Support for WYPR comes from University of Maryland Medical System, committed to advancing the health of Maryland through academic medicine. With locations across the state, care is delivered close to home. Learn more at ummms.org.
Welcome back to Midday. I'm Erica Kane, filling in for Tom Hall today. Amid a violent crackdown led by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, public outcry against the campaign has launched protests across the country. In Baltimore, concerns over conditions inside the detention area in Baltimore ICE field office drew large demonstrations in recent weeks. And now a massive new detention center could be coming to Western Maryland. Ben Conark, a criminal justice reporter with our news partners, the Baltimore Banner, has more on this emerging story. He joins me via Zoom. Thanks for joining us, Ben.
Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Ben, local officials in Washington County in Western Maryland were not notified that the federal government had purchased the facility and intended to use it as a detention center. How did we learn about the plans for the facility?
Sure. It's a bit of a complicated answer here. It's a multifaceted situation, right? They were notified just a little late in the process for how these things typically play out. But there was some Washington Post reporting at the end of December concerning a leaked list of warehouses in various locations across the country that DHS was apparently going to be scouting for potential detention capacity. One of the warehouses on that list was right outside Hagerstown. So that really is what's prompted a lot of activism, where you had folks looking for developments of some kind. And then there's this blog run by a few Baltimore folks called Project Saltbox. It's sort of a play on the salt boxes we all know and love about Baltimore and their how they melt ice. So this blog was actually where the news first broke. They had found a property record out of Washington County showing that DHS had officially purchased the warehouse and the parcel of land on which it sat. That is, so we were able to, based off that blog post, then go down and track the same records and confirm. And then, you know, after that, a few days later, actually one day later, Washington County released a statement saying, yeah, you know, a few days ago, they sent us this letter explaining exactly what they intend to do with this warehouse, which is a detention and processing center. So that is sort of the way it all unfolded.
Now, Ben, you mentioned this Hagerstown facility was reportedly on a list of leaked properties across the U.S. That are being targeted by ICE as potential detention centers. How large is the capacity of this particular facility?
Yeah, so this one is slated to have about 1,500 beds, according to this list that was leaked. So we don't know exactly it's not confirmed that that is exactly how many beds it will end up having, but that is sort of the assumption based off, you know, the fact that so far this list of leaked warehouses appears to be pretty accurate. So to put that into context, you know, a supermax facility in Western Maryland that's used to house prisoners, state prisoners, it's about the same size as one of those. So, you know, it's a fairly large facility. It's about 825,000 square foot warehouse right now as it stands. It would require a lot of work, a lot of plumbing, a lot of electrical work to set it up in a way that would make it even feasible to convert it into a detention center. But there are a lot of questions about how long that might take and what the conditions might end up being if government officials rush to open this on a pretty tight timeline, which it appears that they are going to do.
And do we know exactly how officials plan to use this?
Yeah, I mean, so one thing we've reported by talking to former DHS officials here at the Banner is that there's never been significant detention space in the Mid-Atlantic, and especially in Maryland. Maryland has a state law called the Dignity Not Detention Act that was passed in 2021 that has further restricted the amount of detention space that immigration enforcement officials have. And the reason this is important is because if you were to, you know, there's rumors right now about a surge in ICE enforcement, and really, logistically, it's not possible to do the kind of mass enforcement we're seeing in some other cities such as Chicago, LA, Minneapolis, without detention space nearby. So this detention and processing center would allow immigration enforcement officials to do the kind of mass scale enforcement that we've seen in other places. So all they've notified in terms of Washington County, they've said that they're going to use this for holding and processing. They're going to construct healthcare spaces, which is a pretty telltale sign that they intend to use this for longer term holding of detainees. Right now, the only option they have is the Baltimore field office downtown. Those, are pretty small holding cells, and we've reported on the overcrowding in those spaces where they're having, dozens and dozens of folks in these tiny spaces, pretty much standing room only. So it would relieve some of that, but it would also open up the possibility for a much larger enforcement operation.
Okay, Ben, thank you so much. Ben Conark is a criminal justice reporter for our news partners, the Baltimore Banner. Thank you so much for joining us, Ben.
Thanks for having me on.
That is it for us today. Coming up Monday, WYPR host Gabe Ortiz takes over the host chair for a roundup of news stories in Maryland, including possible GOP gubernatorial candidates who could face off against Governor Wes Moore in November. Before we go, a reminder, you can listen to our show as well as other news and programming on the Baltimore Public Media app, which is available on Android or Apple phones. And if you like our program, leave us a review on Spotify or other streaming sites. Wherever you listen, however you listen, thanks for tuning in. I'm Erica Kane. Have a great weekend.
This is 88.1 WYPR.